This campaign season, we're hearing the stump speeches from the presidential candidates as they travel around the country meeting voters. Ross Perot is the Reform Party candidate for president. This is the second time he's run. In the last election, he polled 19% of the vote, but didn't win any states. Earlier this month, Ross Perot spoke to the Economic Club of Detroit. Here's part of his address.
Our nation has huge problems we have to solve. I want to be your president to solve these problems. That's it. Now, without realizing it, I've been preparing to do this all my life. I was trained from childhood, started to work when I was 6, taught to manage money carefully, taught to never go into debt, and I've continued to do that throughout my business career. As I mentioned in the introduction, I had to start with $1,000 and compete head-on with IBM, and I learned then, and we will repeat that if I am your president, you get a great team of people that use brains, wits, and creative abilities as a substitute for money, and you'll beat your big, fat competitor that's loaded with cash 10 times out of 10. And it's that kind of creative thinking that it will take to put this country's house back in order. Now, interestingly enough, I've spent the last 40 years of my life designing, engineering, and building systems that work in a cost-effective manner. And that created a company that today has over 100,000 employees. This allows 100,000 families to buy nice homes, to send their children to college, 100,000 taxpayers. And that experience I had in designing and engineering systems, I think will be invaluable in facing these problems. And that's the reason I talked about that last night on television. I'm going to be talking about it Tuesday night at 7 o'clock again, because I want you to understand what we have to do. And I hope you won't be offended that I treat you as adults. Believe me, it'd be a whole lot easier for me to get somebody to turn me into a dancing bear and a little puppet and say little three-word sentences and say, ooh, he's going to do something for me. But I will be damaging your children and grandchildren irrevocably if I do that, and I don't want to do that. If we don't solve these problems, a lot of people are going to be hurt, and most of all, the ones we love the most, our children and grandchildren. The world will be a much less stable place if we are not a superpower that is respected all over the world. I want to be president for one reason: solve these problems and pass on a better, stronger country to our children and grandchildren. You ask yourselves, does our country need a president who knows how to create jobs in the USA? Does America need a president who knows how to manage money? Does America need a president who knows how to make big, complex programs work and keep them working in a cost-effective manner? Do you need a president who belongs to you, the people, and not to the special interests? And believe me, you own me, they don't. Does America need a president who will absolutely refuse to burden the future generations with large debts? Then ask yourself about the other two candidates. Do either of the other two candidates know how to create jobs? Did they ever create a job? Do they know how to make complex programs work in a cost-effective manner? Look at their careers and draw your own conclusion. The record speaks for itself. Neither party ever talked about these problems till 1992, and after we brought that little skunk up and held it by the tail, they started talking about it. But talk is cheap. It's action you need.
Reform Party presidential candidate Ross Perot speaking earlier this month in Detroit.